This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. Feeling guilty for being joyful and happy. Hey, so today I want to talk about one of the biggest blocks to growing and to desire and to last and loving your life and having a great time and basically thriving and being all that you're meant to be. The biggest block is guilt. Okay, we'll explore guilt quite a lot in all different ways on this course, but the biggest block is actually the sense of feeling guilty for you being happy when others are not. Okay, that what it means to be happy, to be joyful, to be bigger, means that actually having such a good time that your energy is higher, bigger, you seem, more energized, excitable. This is joy. This is the point of it. You're supposed to approach your life in this way of actually having a really good time, that you feel lighter, you feel hopeful, you feel energized, you feel bubbly, you feel free and you feel spacious. However, when we're in joy, when we're growing up, so many of us have experienced the sense of being told off. If others around us are not happy, and they were repressed and controlled, they can place a lot of guilt on us, either verbally by saying we're too big or too loud, asking us to go away from them because they're, we're just too excitable, or because their own energy, because they're repressed, feels really dark and quite suffocating, quite kind of repressing for us to be around, because we want to grow and we're not being met. We want to have a good time and we're excited, but what we're being met by is someone who is just blocking it. As a friend described it to me, a mood hoover. We've all met people as you grow up with somebody who, you go to work and stuff, there'll be people around you who just feel like they suck the energy out of the room. And unfortunately, it's because they are not very happy and they're not in a good place and they're trying to calm everybody else down because so it doesn't highlight that they are, their energy is flat, that they're unhappy and depressed and they feel repressed. They're repressing their own desire. Part of being a good girl, growing up, trying to take care of others, is that you want to kind of make everybody else happy. A, to feel safe, but B, so that they will play with you. Really, as a child, we just want interaction and we want to feel happy, and we can't acknowledge at that point when we're younger that our parents, our siblings, the people around us, our grandparents, our society, the people who surround us are just not happy. They don't seem to understand about having a good time. And so instead, we often become conditioned to not upsetting other people with our joy, that we start to believe that being joyful and energized upsets people. And actually it does. It does upset people, but not in the way that you think. It brings other people's blocks to the surface. It irritates and agitates and inspires. That is love. And I've talked about that before. Love, when energy is around, basically irritates ourselves and other people to bring the blocks to the surface, agitates them and then clears them. It's so we can let go so that we don't have any blocks in the way of us shining, being all that we're meant to be, being big, bold and shiny, having a really good time and joyful and free. Life is a gift. It is a party. It's something to explore. There are amazing things to see in the world. And when we are energized, of course, when we are happy and joyful, we shine and we connect with other people and we want them to play and we want to have a good time. And that is the way we heal. Okay, that is the healthy way of sharing love and getting everybody to heal and connect and affect the world in a really, really positive way. But if we join in and we have and hold on to this guilt, this shuts down allowing love in our life. So we may at times feel like we can get energized and then we block it, we shut it. It's almost like someone has slammed the door and we suddenly feel depressed and sad and it becomes an open shut, open shut, open shut feeling. So that every time we feel like we're starting to get somewhere, we can't because guilt gets in the way. And then we feel afraid because we can't seem to get anywhere. But we're creating it. As adults, we are creating it. We have learnt that, you know, our excitability, our energy, our joy is too much, and we shouldn't do it, and we're bad, and we feel ashamed for it, so we stop ourselves, which is truly, truly sad, because the natural state of the world is for us to be big and enjoy our lives and be everything that we're meant to. So what we need to do is get rid of this, is to break free of this, and it's as much the same as what we've been doing about letting go. You're still letting go. So all the other things that you're learning about letting go will help, but we do need to focus on this, because the idea of guilt, of having and wanting, or, you know, we've connected about that, about if we want things or we want to be things. Well, our having and wanting is all about being joyful. It's about being happy. It's having love. So it connects with that same idea of it being a sin. And we need to clear this. So we need to really work on letting it go. So it has to be a focus of choosing love. Choosing love, not fear. Choosing joy, not guilt. And keeping it very simple in our minds of those statements. Every time you start to feel like, you know, you want to be happy, you're choosing this, you feel desire for something that you need and want. They're the same thing. And you know it will make you feel good, but the guilt wants to come in. It wants to, you know, say, oh, you shouldn't have that, and you can't have that, and you're bad for having that on. And, you know, that somebody's going to tell you off for being joyful and being noticeable and being happy and being playful. You have to try and take deep breaths, as you've been learning in the basic breathing, and recite to yourself, I choose love, not fear. I choose joy, not guilt. Yeah, I am worthy of being happy. Yeah, I choose joy. I choose to be joyful. So finding the statements for yourself of, you know, I choose love, not fear. I choose joy, not guilt. I choose joy. That's a very important one. So, you know, find out what really works for you in those statements, but repeat them. Use them as your mantra throughout your days to really make sure that you keep stepping forward to enjoying your life, because when you are happy and shining and bold and bright, you inspire others to change their lives and be happy. You uplift the energy around you instead of bringing it down or blocking it. You will make such a big difference to the people in your life, into your household, into your family, your friends, the animals around you, everything. The happier and more joyful you are, the more that you irritate, agitate, and inspire. So you kind of shake people up. You rub them up in a good way to say, there's more to life. Come on, let's go and have a good time. Come and join my party. Come and have fun. By being you at your most happiest and enjoying yourself, because the purpose of life is to enjoy it. It is a gift. So really challenge yourself to not let this happen anymore of feeling guilty for having a good time, for being happy, for being joyful. Life is about pleasure. It is not about suffering and duty. So you want to really, really embrace being joyful and, you know, choosing the things in your life that give you pleasure. So explore. Remember, the statement is, I choose love, not fear. I choose joy, not guilt. Okay, you can minimalize that down to, I choose joy. Every time the guilt wants to come in, just say to yourself, I choose joy, take a deep breath and let go. Keep choosing it. It is a conscious decision to let go of that guilt and step forward and into your joy over and over and over again. So this is your practice to use every day for the next week and onwards. Integrate it into your life. You will notice a difference as you choose to keep moving forward. You are worthy and expected to by the universe to be happy and joyful and enjoy being here and having a good time. So much love to you. Enjoy your day, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.